The Wolves of the North by Harry Sidebottom. Narrated by Nick Bolton.
Prologue. Pantacapium, the Kingdom of the Bosporus. Spring, AD 263. This god Death takes many shapes and puts at our disposal an infinite number of roads that lead to him. Lucian, Toxaris or Friendship, 38. The killer stood in the empty courtyard, sniffing the air, listening. The smell of charcoal, the distant sounds of metalworking. There was nothing untoward. The house, like all in the row, was long abandoned, yet it had been worth checking. Derelict buildings attracted drunks, vagrants, and, a grimace crossed the killer's face, lovers with no place else to go. The sun was shifting down towards the great west gate, towards the double walls and ditch which repeatedly had failed to protect the city of Pantacapium. In the opposite direction was the Acropolis. There the thin spring sunshine caught the pharos that no one dared light, for fear of the ships it might draw, and the temple of Apollo Yatros, the home the archer god had proved unwilling to defend. In front of these symbols of a threatened Hellenism, spread the fire-blackened, much-repaired palace of the king of the Bosporus. Rescoporus V, lover of Caesar, lover of Rome, styled himself Great King, King of Kings, and much else. The surrounding barbarian nomads knew him as the Beggar King. The killer felt nothing but pleasure in the evidence that evil men brought evil on their own heads. It would be easy now just to walk away, but night would soon fall. If the necessary actions were not taken, the killer knew only too well what the dark could bring. The self-appointed hound of the gods, the scourge of evil, walked back into the house. The corpse lay on its back, naked in the rectangle of light shaped by the door. The killer went to a leather bag and drew out a piece of string, a scalpel, a knife with a serrated blade, and a big cleaver like those used in the meat markets. Hard experience had taught these terrible things were necessary. The killer laid out the instruments in a neat line by the corpse and considered them. Better to do the delicate work first. The other way around, and muscle fatigue might cause a nasty slip. There was no point in delaying. The horrible things had to be done. Even in this run-down area of the town, delay might bring discovery. Taking up the scalpel and kneeling over the body.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?